WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. You know, life throws us curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs feel like a whole freaking baseball game decided to be thrown at our heads. And when that happens, it's easy to get caught up in anger, resentment, holding on to grudges. Like, I'm talking carrying around a bag of bricks labeled, past hurts. But here's the thing. Those bricks are weighing you down. Literally and figuratively. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, forgiveness. Not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Because guess what? Holding onto that anger is hurting you more than anyone else. So why is forgiveness so crucial for our mental well-being? It's like this. When you forgive, you're basically saying, screw it, to the power that those past hurts have over you. You're choosing to release the grip they have on your emotions, your thoughts, and ultimately, your peace of mind. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning someone's actions, but it means letting go of the bitterness and pain that's keeping you stuck. Think about it like this. When you carry around anger and resentment, you're constantly reliving those moments, replaying them in your head, getting yourself worked up all over again. It's exhausting. Forgiveness allows you to break free from that cycle, to move on and focus on the present moment, the here and now. Now, I know what you're thinking. Madison, easier said than done, right? Absolutely. It takes work, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth it. When we forgive, we open ourselves up to healing, to growth, and to a sense of freedom that's truly liberating. Think about all those times you felt stuck because of something someone did to you, or even something you did. Holding on to that anger, that guilt, that shame, it kept you prisoner in your own mind. But forgiveness? Forgiveness is like the key that unlocks that prison door. It allows you to step outside, breathe fresh air, and start living a more fulfilling life. Let me tell you, I've been there. I've carried around bags of those, past hurts, bricks for way too long. But I learned the hard way. Holding on to that anger doesn't solve anything, it just makes things worse. It steals your joy, your energy, your peace. So, I made a conscious decision to start forgiving. And guess what? It was like lifting a weight off my shoulders. The world felt lighter, brighter, more manageable. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's about choosing peace over pain, freedom over captivity. And trust me, that's a choice worth making. So how can you start practicing forgiveness? Well, here are a few tips. Start with yourself. Let go of those self-criticisms, those negative thoughts you keep replaying in your head. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a friend. You deserve it. Identify what's holding you back. What specific events or people are causing you to cling to anger? Write them down, really process those emotions, and then ask yourself, is holding onto this pain truly serving me? Practice empathy. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but understanding their motivations can help you release some of that anger. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even us. Forgive in stages. It's not a one-time event, it's a process. Be patient with yourself and allow forgiveness to unfold gradually. Remember, the goal isn't to forget what happened, but to release its power over you. Think about that last time someone really hurt you. Maybe they said something cruel, betrayed your trust, or just didn't treat you with the respect you deserved. Did holding on to that anger help? Probably not. It probably kept you feeling bitter and resentful, making it hard to move forward in a healthy way. Now imagine what it would be like to let go of that anger. To release those negative emotions and make space for healing and growth. That's the power of forgiveness. So, my friends, I urge you to embrace the power of forgiveness. It's not just good for your mental health, it's a gift you give yourself, a chance to break free from the past and step into a brighter future. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little nudge in the right direction, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep your heads high, your hearts open, and your spirits strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.